The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's jump straight into this interview that I promised you with our guest, Mr. Marquise Bruce, nursing student attending the University of Southern Caribbean South Campus. Good afternoon, Marquise.
Good afternoon.
And welcome. Yeah, pull it up, pull it up. You want to hear you're good and nice. Yeah? We should get there.
All right, yeah.
Nice like a pie. So what's up? What's going on?
I'm here to just talk about, you know, the scholarship program offered by the University of the Southern Caribbean for its students called Portraits of Excellence.
Portraits of Excellence.
Yes.
I like the name.
Yeah, fancy.
When you say portraits, you know, I think, you know, like, them expensive portraits. You just had to just watch it and probably start to cry because it making you feel that type of way. So tell us more about that. Let's start there.
All right. So initially, the university a couple years ago, probably about 10 to 12 years ago, would have started this initiative where it offers a scholarship of a tuition for a year to its students who participates in a research competition initially.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's like a pageant. There are the aspects of your talent, your evening wear, your question and answer.
Right.
However, they have a twist to it where they add your research aspect. So you'll have to do a research and present a research paper.
When you say a research aspect, so it's almost to do like a research paper?
Yeah, it's a school, so it's promoting bachelor research and the importance of researching as it relates to your area or your territory.
Right.
So
when you say area or territory, break that down for us a bit.
So for those who may or may not know, the University of the Southern Caribbean caters to students from the Caribbean.
Right.
So at our main campus in Maracas, St. Joseph, we would have students across the diaspora. So we'll have students from Guyana, Barbados, Antigua, as far as probably Jamaica, St. Vincent, Grenada. So they would all, I guess, educate themselves at Maracas, St. Joseph.
Right.
So we want to focus on the importance of research because we need to know sometimes we have a problem that when we're looking for information, we can't find it. And when we find information, it's not at reliable sources. So we're trying to promote and foster a sense of doing proper research guided by evidence base to ensure that when you or anyone else looking for some sort of information on anything it might be under the sun, that you have a reliable source to look at it.
And that's a challenge that you face on a daily basis.
It is. So they try to for the majority of the pageant, it's focused on said research.
Mm-hmm.
You could choose whatever research topic that anything you find in your own area, your own country, that you think you need to answer a burning question that you need to know, why is this or why is that? Mm. So they try to promote research as best as possible in the university and I guess across all universities too, but at a bachelor's level, because you'd only hear research at a master's, a PhD, but it's very important as a stepping stone for your bachelor's that you have a sound foundation in regards to research.
Because I know when I did my bachelor's, I did it in mass communications, we had to do a thesis. So we had to do a thesis statement and then we had to do the research.
Yes.
Right? So what you're saying is that this pageant that you're speaking about, now this is something new to me, a pageant, yes, with the school and you tell the questions, tell the answers, how you look, you're looking nice, you're probably in a nice little wear, your evening gown, I know about that. But the spin to it is like your thesis.
Yeah.
Right? And your research. So as a contestant, you have to know from before what it is you want to research, right?
Correct.
And you have to make sure and do everything according. Yes. So let me ask this. So when you do this research, how are they going to be testing that? How are they going to be judging that research in this pageant?
So when you complete your research paper, which actually accounts for, I believe it's 30% of your final, your overall score.
Nah, man. What?
Yes.
But they fun. But this is where you call mixing fun with, what do you call this thing again? pleasure and
business
and
with pleasure.
Business with pleasure.
Education, education with entertainment.
Education with entertainment. I like that.
Yes.
So it's going on for 30% of your final yes. grade.
And 10% also goes to how you present. So we have a portrayal or a presentation
40%.
Day. So it goes in total. So 30 for the paper,
mm-hmm.
10 for how you present your paper. So equivalent for 40%.
Wow. 40% of your final grade.
Yes. So we have your presentation, you go in front of your audience and you present your paper as normal, or you present your findings, what you intend to look for, what is the results and recommendations on how to make it better to not only help yourself but to help your community.
So is pageant with education and we helping the community?
Of course, everything you do, you must owe service. Service, again, for those who may or may not know, the university is a Christian-based university.
Right.
And service unto people, service unto God, and we hold strongly to that. So there is also an aspect in the competition where we have our community project,
mm-hmm.
which is something similar to Beauty with a Purpose from Miss World.
Mm-hmm.
So basically each delegate need to identify a community or identify area, identify their country, however it may be,
mm-hmm.
and come up with a plan based on the Sustainable Developmental Goals 8 and 9
mm-hmm.
to better their community, what they right. plan to do.
Right.
So for me, I am a tailor. I am also a dancer.
Right.
So this year's team basically.
Oh, so you whip up this.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I love it. Guys, listen. Go and check out our live stream. Let me pull it up here. Go check out our live stream and you will see Marquis wear. It is amazing. I love it. I love the color. Yes, yes. We're showing it live. Nice.
Yes.
So you're a tailor.
I am.
Right.
I am. I started tailoring probably 5+ years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it ever since. It's my friends who pushed me to actually jump into business with
it. Oh, right. Yeah. Make something of it,
yes,
right?
I'm also a dancer,
mm-hmm.
classically trained in ballet.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
would have went on to do African folk, the whole lot.
Right.
So for me, with my community project, I wanted to do something that I am able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this year's theme basically is entrepreneurial innovation, right?
Right.
An imperative for sustainability in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, long and short, all them fancy ways to say is, entrepreneurs, we're looking for innovation, mm-hmm. sustainability.
Most important, sustainability.
Sustainability.
Yeah. Right.
So for my project, I would have started teaching dance over the emancipation period
mm-hmm.
In Point Fortin.
Okay.
So I would have taught from as little as 3 years old up until 26, 35.
What?
The oldest dancer I have was 65.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. Nice.
So, and as that would have been over July or August vacation, when mm-hmm. we returned to school, I would have engaged my South campus
mm-hmm.
in something we would have called My Yushan Business South.
Right.
Where entrepreneurs would have spent the day setting up booths and showing products and services that they have available, mm-hmm. which was a success, I might add. Mm-hmm. We had snow cone, one of the best snow cone at Illinois. tailoring, plants, cupcakes, things of artisanal stuff that right. you wouldn't see anyway. Tulum, fudge, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What I also plan to do actually is to continue teaching the dance.
Right.
Continue with the business pop-up shops.
Right, right.
Right? I also want to teach to sew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But can I be the first student, please?
Yes.
I want to be able to go and buy a sewing machine. I just had a sew thing like I'm going mad.
Listen, it's so freeing when you could sew something for yourself. Eh?
So let's get back. So this is something that the USC does every year, or is it something new? Tell us more about the competition itself. Tell us more about
okay.
that.
Okay. So from my recollection, it has been going on from probably the early 2000s. They would have stopped for a while. COVID would have become a thing. Mm. We know how
yeah,
that
oh
went.
Oh, gosh. Damn you, COVID.
Right? So we would have started back in the last probably 3 years. So we would have one this year.
Right.
We would have one last year. And now we're having one next year.
Right.
Right? So basically, they will choose their delegates. And they'll carry on an 8 months rigorous program.
8 months?
8 months. But listen, it's a beneficial program.
Okay.
You're learning life skills.
Mm-hmm.
We would have met with Senator Dr. Paul Richards in regards to how to present. So he would have had a presentation workshop. We would have done etiquette classes, how to eat, how to speak, how to carry about yourself, dressing for success. They would have had a workshop on how to dress and carry about yourself in different scenarios. We had a leadership workshop as well, how to be leaders, because we know in today's society leaders are important, and effective leaders are extremely important in this. So it's not that we all for the glitz and the glamour. Yeah, that's part of it as well. But we at the university look for all-rounded students to produce an all-rounded member of society. And that is our main focus. So yes, you could come on the night of the show and look nice, dolls up yourself.
But still, you have to have some kind of
brain.
You have to have something with that. But let me ask you, right? How do they choose persons or students to be a part of this? What is the criteria?
One, you need to be enrolled in university.
First thing first. Then we get out of the way.
Yeah.
At any campus, you said? In the Caribbean?
Well, not necessarily. It takes place in Trinidad. So you need to be either a part of main campus or my wonderful campus of South.
Pick up the South team.
Pick up. Pick up. However, your GPA needs to be 3.1 above. 3.0 and above.
Right. Okay.
So it's to ensure that they produce a quality student and a quality member. Not only that, while going through the competition, your GPA needs to remain.
It has to stay that way. Or even go higher. It can't go lower than that.
Correct. Wow. So it has been a challenge to balance the two, because there are these from class, you go to a session, from session, you come back home to study. With myself, I am a nursing student. I have clinical rotation, so I'm on the ward taking care of my patients. So sometimes I take care of my patients. Now I leave is because up the road on the highway, I'm going to do a next session.
Wow.
So once that, and you sit in front of an interview panel, an extensive panel from different criteria of the university. So student enrollment, campus security.
What? So it's a rigorous
interview.
You have to go through the thing.
Yes, to ensure that whoever is chosen can represent the university at the most optimal level.
Oh, right, right. And when is this pageant? What day is it?
March. Let me get the date correctly. March is 16th.
March is 16th.
At 5:30 p.m. at the university's auditorium at Miracle St. Joseph.
Wow. So all now, so all this time now, you're all still should I call it training?
You could call it training, you know, because as I said, is vigorous things we're doing. Probably before the school would have closed off, every week we would have a session on something to benefit us or keep the things going.
Yes.
So it's a great competition,
right?
Because it also has your evening where your question and your answer. You have a costume aspect of it as well.
A costume, first thing first, let me see if I could go on register because I'm liking the idea of getting the brains, the beauty, the talent into a competition like this, because this is something that we've never heard before, you know. At least I've never heard about it before. And of course, USC is doing this event. So we're expecting it's March 16th.
March 16th.
And right now you're going through rigorous training.
Rigorous training.
So what else? All right. So like if, for instance, I'm not from the University of the Southern Caribbean, where can I get more information about this? Or how can I share that information?
Via the university's Instagram and Facebook, the University of the Southern Caribbean. You could even check their website. We have our portfolios there at, I believe it's usc.tt.
Okay.
So the information is there and available for anyone who wants to view. If you want to attend, I believe tickets are $75 a ticket.
Right.
So yeah, it's open for the public to see that there are people and there are students who want to make a contribution to their community, to their wider community. Because again, after emphasis, I have my other delegates are not even from Trinidad.
Wow. They're not even from Trinidad.
No, there's 8 of us in total.
Right.
Technically, 2-3 of us would be from Trinidad. However, there are clubs in the university.
Right. So I was coming to that after, because I just wanted to get the information out there. So guys, March 16th, go and check out the University of the Southern Caribbean on their Instagram and Facebook page. Get some more information about this pageant. This is something new. When I say it's new, it's probably new to you because you're saying, but pageant and research and that kind of weird. I really want to find out more about that. So listen, so go and check it out on social media. And of course, I know we're going to be having you guys here again, mm-hmm. you know, to give us updates as to what's taking place. So let's talk about the clubs.
Okay.
Let's break down what is a club first thing.
Nice. Again, with the university having Caribbean students here, so they would have divided out in clubs. So there's the Trinidad Club, there's the Antigua Club, there's the Vanada Club.
The Vanada. Oh, Vanada. You was explaining Vanada to me.
So Vanada is is St. Vincent and Grenada. They would have merged together and created a club called the Vanada Club. I know it sounds nice. I mm-hmm. know I was a little jealous when I heard it. I was like, ooh, that's a real fancy name.
So Trinidad can't come up with a fancy name?
Trinidad Tobago, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, proud. We could sprinkle something on it now. We could sprinkle a little Trinidad on Tobago.
There's the Dominican Club. And well, for me, really and truly, I'm representing South Campus because I attend it. However, there are the extension campuses that I also represent. So that's like Antigua, Barbados, St. Lucia, Tobago have a campus. Yes, Tobago have a campus.
Tobago, anything. See why we should put extra specialness on that?
Yeah.
We'll think about it for next year.
Yeah. And we also have a Guyana campus.
Right.
So me being the extension campuses, being a representative of the extension campuses is just more so to encompass everything that I do in the competition to also pay homage and pay representation to them as well,
right.
Because I have the support of the extension sites.
Right.
So the competition is going great, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
We're experiencing new things, meeting people that you would never think to meet in your university life.
So you mentioned before that it's around the 8 months,
yes,
right, of training. How far have you, what have you done so far?
So far, let me see what we do. I think we had a lot of workshops,
right? So give me about five of the most important workshops in your mind.
In
what do you
mind,
think was really 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 important for
first
you
and time? Foremost was the leadership workshop.
The leadership
because
workshop.
Because I can't emphasize the importance of effective leaders, in mm-hmm. especially effective young leaders.
Right.
So that workshop would have been phenomenal. We'd have gotten pointers and tips on how to maneuver this climate of where everybody's fighting for power and
mm-hmm.
how to maneuver and effectively carry about change.
Right.
So that was important to us. We would have had...
Before you continue, what in the leadership session, what was one thing that you took back? One thing that you would always remember from that session?
You can't lead without God.
You can't lead without God. Yes. All right. We can go with that. All right. So the leadership session.
Leadership session. We would have had a speech or a presentation workshop.
Presentation, yeah. Yeah.
So it was teaching us how to present and communicate effectively.
That would communication is a big one, you know.
We have a problem with that.
Yeah, a big problem.
So that would have been facilitated by Senator Dr. Paul Richards, which was a spectacular way. For example, I'm pretty sure anybody from the university who was there probably screaming at the mic, Marquis, slow down when you speak. Because that would have been the greatest pointer that sometimes I speak too quickly and the words eat up a bit.
Yeah, so sometimes we may not, even here as a radio presenter, sometimes we are not mindful of how fast we speak.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it could be that we're nervous too, eh? Because that's how sometimes when I come here, I'm nervous, you know? Because sometimes I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, did he speak about how to calm yourself when you reach up there? Because that is most important.
Yes.
Because you could be scared, and then sometimes you will forget what you're going to
Everything.
Say. Right?
So sometimes, like grounding techniques, deep
grounding
breaths,
techniques.
Finding somebody in the audience that you're comfortable with, mm-hmm. and actually paying attention to them when you're presenting, and as well as practice. It could only happen with practice. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to give a speech and I'm going to be the baddest speech out here.
I reach up there, that's it.
Yeah, pressure nothing.
All right, so that's good. So we what are the different categories of the pageant? So we have the research.
So we start from the top. So
let's start from
the
top.
Mm-hmm. Our introduction and our introduction dance.
Introduction dance.
Yes.
So you have to dance in this thing?
You have to dance.
So if I have two left foot, how would
we can figure it out.
All right. We'll figure it out. We'll start there.
As we go along, we have our costume aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a representative of your of your island, of your territory, of your club. Mm-hmm. So your club would come together with you and you would plan and do the most illustrious costume that you could think of.
So is it like they creating the costume?
Yes. By hand.
By hand?
By hand.
Listen, what kind of artists we have here?
Listen, at USC, we multi-talented.
So you'll create a costume.
Yes.
And get it out there.
Yes. Right. So a portrayal of the costume with a description. Mm-hmm. We move on to our talent aspect. Whatever talent you want to do. You want to dance, you want to sing.
So what's your talent? What's your
dancing.
So okay, dancing. But I mean we're doing dance in the front, so you're doing dance in the front and dance in the middle.
Yeah.
But different, is it like a different type of dance?
It will be a more modern type dance for my for my piece. Okay. As we continue, we would have our question and answer segment.
Mm-hmm.
We will announce the special prizes for all the categories that we have done prior to the night of the show. So okay. Which would have been the research, it would have been your presentation, things like fan favorite, different things like that you'll have throughout the competition.
Right.
Again, I'm not sure if I said the question and answer, but we have our question
and
answer.
You mentioned that, yeah.
Nice. And we come out lastly and we crown our winner.
and the crowning of the winner is on March 16th.
Yes.
At the University of...
The auditorium.
The auditorium. And that's in St. Joseph.
Yes.
Yeah? Right. So... we know the date. We know, you say it's around $75 or so. But to confirm, guys, just go on USC's website or on the social media pages where you would get that information. So let's talk about who can attend this event.
Anyone.
Anybody.
Anyone. Once you like what we're doing and you have a passion or even self-interested, you don't even self-sure if you would like it, you can attend.
But also you can attend. So... only if you are a student of USC, you can be a part of the pageant.
Yes.
Only that student. Okay, great. Right. Find it on social media. Buy your tickets. Get out there and support. What is something that we should note, or all of our listeners should note about this event?
Specifically, look out for our community engagement.
Community engagement.
Yes.
So let's bring it back home to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your community, you said it's in Point Fortin.
Yes, I live in Point Fortin. So I would have started my community project in Point Fortin.
So talk to us about your community project.
So basically, I'm teaching dance. I'm teaching people how to sew.
Right.
I have a facilitator, actually a marketing specialist, coming in to do marketing and communication for your business to do some workshops.
Right.
However, I would like to expand it to Trinidad and Tobago, because I believe everyone should benefit from this. So I also want to engage things like in artisanal stuff, so such as like tiller making, fudge making, teaching individuals how to make it, to market it for themselves and make it for themselves to make a business out of it.
So you teaching people how to make tiller? Or you have someone coming?
Well, I shouldn't be teaching people how to make tulum. What
why?
If there's... However, this is why I'm here as well, to know that if anybody is interested in engaging with me to assist communities, it could be a community anyway. Once you see that your community has a need for something, feel free to reach out to me and say, hey, there are some young people, there are some middle-aged people, there are some seniors who would benefit from a little workshop in anything that I would have called or something that you think is specific. A specific niche to your area, reach out to me. We can make a plan and we can get into your community and help better your community.
Nice. So let's start there. So you're looking for I shouldn't say a sponsor, but you're looking for assistance.
Yes.
More or less.
Support.
So like support. So let's say for instance somebody who knows how to make tulum like that and it tastes good. They could reach out to you. Listen, Marquise, I want to help you in your community outreach, in your community program. Let me talk some things. Let me see if we could get our workshop going. Yeah?
Yeah.
We could do that. So, how are they reaching out to you?
Well, I guess WhatsApp or calling. My number is 398-8231. Again, the number again is 398-8231. Feel free to WhatsApp. You could look at me on Facebook, Marquise Bruce. The face is in the profile picture. Nothing would change. Because really and truly, the goal is service.
Right.
Under all, everything is service to your community, service to your people, is service unto God.
Right.
So that's what we're looking at when I'm doing my community project, just to serve as much people and enrich lives of people in small ways, because you know what's going on these days? Everybody under some sort of strife. So so with the team being entrepreneurship, let's get people entrepreneurs. Let's get them to be so self-sustaining and business-minded and business-oriented as well.
Right. So we could reach you on social media. Yes. Marquis, spell it out for us.
M-A-R-Q-U-E-S. Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, like Bruce Lina. So again, that's M-A-R-Q-U-E-S-B-R-U-C-E, Marquis Bruce, on any social media platform, maybe Instagram, Facebook. Again, my number is 398-8231. You can WhatsApp me, you can call me regular. You said earlier, no, SMS. Feel free to SMS. I will respond. So let's get on board and let's help better our communities, one community at a time.
Yes. Thanks so much. So it's just about 3:45, guys. So before we close off, Marquis, tell us once more the pageant. I mean, of course, you are a contestant.
I am.
Right? And just give us a little wrap-up and let us know, remind us that, hey, listen, March 16 to 2025, it's all about the Portraits of Excellence pageant. Your research, you finish your research paper?
Halfway there.
Yeah, halfway.
I'm looking for participants to do out my little survey. So if you message me and you want to participate in my survey,
I want to participate in the survey.
And WhatsApp the survey.
Yes, so WhatsApp me the survey. I want to participate in it too. And I'll send it to all my friends and things. Let them participate because I'm really liking the idea of this pageant. It's something new to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something that I feel I would look forward to every year. So it's every year this happens around the same time.
Yes.
So as we wrap up, just give us the brief information, mm-hmm. what to expect, where to find the information, and, you know, how can someone be involved in your community outreach and community engagement.
Nicely. Again, in conclusion, as you do when you're doing research, my name is Marquis Bruce, third-year nursing student at Hatcher University of the Southern Caribbean South Campus here, promoting Portraits of Excellence is a research competition. This year is based on Sustainable Developmental Goals 8 and 9, Entrepreneurial Innovation, an Imperative for Sustainability in the Community in the Caribbean. So again, Sunday, March 16th at 5:30 p.m. at the University's Auditorium in Maraca, St. Joseph. You can catch us there, all 8 of us.
Wow.
Again, you can contact me at 398-8231 to assist in my community project. If you know your area could benefit from this, please reach out to me. We will be grateful. And one thing before I go, I must say hello to my fellow delegates.
Yes,
sir. I must. So from Trinidad and Tobago Club, Michael Garcia and Rukaya Abdul Haq from the Antigua Club, right. Azel Joseph and Alicia Lewis from the Vanada Club.
Vanada!
And so Thomas, as well as RJ Jackson, and from Dominica, Felicia Jack. So again, guys, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
For the listeners, again, please, you're free to reach out, and I hope you all have a do and safe and dry evening.
Ah, thank you so much, Marquis. Thanks for joining us, and of course, listen, I'm sure you're going to come back here, maybe January, February, because we need to get an update. We need to know what is going on. We need to know this research project that you have. We want to know the topic. What's the topic? Tell us quick.
Actually, my topic is how artisans navigate social media as a way to promote their businesses.
Ooh.
Because we know people, our aunties and grannies, they don't know about Facebook and Instagram and things, you know.
Oh.
The leather slipper man don't know about that. So how they navigate and promoting their stuff on a wider scale. I want to investigate like how it affecting their business, knowing that we knew in a marketplace, you could go anything on Facebook and find it.
True.
So that's what I want to look into, like how they're navigating the social media space to promote their business.
Nice. But that's a nice paper to look forward to. We want to see. All right, Marquis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, we're going to be having you again sometime in the near future because we need to get updates. You see updates? We like updates. And I want to see pictures of all these clothes that you saw.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.